This is Janelle Yates, Senior Editor of OBG Management. One heavily attended session at the 2013 ACOG Annual Clinical Meeting in New Orleans was the Edith Louise Potter Memorial Lecture, delivered this year by Dr. Diana Bianchi of Tufts Medical Center in Boston. Dr. Bianchi, who is Executive Director of the Mother-Infant Research Institute, as well as Natalie V. Zucker, Professor of Pediatrics, Obstetrics, and Gynecology, is an expert in prenatal diagnosis. In her ACOG lecture, she described the state of the art of non-invasive prenatal testing for fetal aneuploidy. With 4 tests commercially available in the United States and more than 100,000 tests performed to date, probably an underestimate, non-invasive prenatal testing is catching on rapidly. In December 2012, ACOG weighed in on the issue, noting that non-invasive prenatal testing that uses cell-free fetal DNA from the plasma of pregnant women offers tremendous potential as a screening tool for fetal aneuploidy. ACOG recommended that cell-free fetal DNA testing be an informed patient choice after pretest counseling and should not be part of routine prenatal laboratory assessment. A patient with a positive test result should be referred for genetic counseling and should be offered invasive prenatal diagnosis for confirmation of test results. Cell-free fetal DNA testing should not be offered to low-risk women or women with multiple gestations because it has not been sufficiently evaluated in these groups, says ACOG. After Dr. Bianchi's lecture, we took an informal poll of audience members asking about their own prenatal testing practices. Dr. Cynthia Abraham of Forest Hills, New York, reported that she doesn't yet offer non-invasive testing, but she was optimistic when asked whether she plans to integrate the testing into her practice.
Absolutely, given the fact that it is non-invasive and you don't have the risk of pregnancy loss associated with chorionic villus sampling.
Dr. Crystal Duncan of Yreka, California, has already adopted non-invasive testing.
I'm offering it to everyone, but primarily it's been high-risk patients that have opted to do it. I advise them ahead of time that if they're high-risk, that they'll pay for it. If they're not high-risk, they will not pay for it, and it'll be out of pocket.
Although Dr. Deirdre Logan hasn't yet begun offering non-invasive testing to her patients, she has made use of it herself.
I work in a community health center, so most of my patients don't have access or the information about this test, so not yet. But I am currently pregnant, so I just had this test done. Got the results back, which were normal, but I'm glad I went to this lecture because the information that she gave was much more helpful than the information that I received.
Among concerns about offering the test are the cost of the test, which is covered by some insurers and Medicaid programs, but not all. Dr. Edwin E. Hensley IV and Dr. Tom Hastetter, both of Evansville, Indiana, said they've been hearing a lot about non-invasive prenatal testing.
But like everything else in medicine, it's a pretty expensive test. It depends whether the insurance covers it or not.
Yeah, another issue you run into is, for instance, if we use this as opposed to using a quad screen, I mean, you know, because we have people that enter care late, this is at least another option.
Right. And this test, you can do it as early as 10 weeks.
Yeah, or as late till
quad screen, really nobody does it before about 15 weeks.
Right, but I mean, you could do it all the way up, you know,
right.
Way
quad screen ends at about 22 weeks. So.
Right, and you can do this all the way through the third trimester.
When asked if she uses non-invasive testing, Dr. Jaya Pillay of McLean, Virginia said,
"Not yet. It probably will be soon."
And when asked whether she would provide non-invasive testing upon patient request or proactively, Dr. Donna Velasquez of Austin, Texas said,
"I think we would be the initiators of that discussion, yeah. We'd probably start with high risk because we do have a good size of advanced maternal age and or patients with previous affected babies."
Overall, results were mixed, with some practitioners offering non-invasive testing for aneuploidy and others not. Yet. Dr. John Horton of Atlanta is one of those offering the test.
We currently offer it to everyone, even low risk at the moment. Everyone is offered.
In contrast, Dr. Lawrence Lenz of Salinas, California, said he offers the testing indirectly.
We refer them to the perinatologist, and they will do much as was mentioned in the symposia lecture. Well, that's Medicaid, so government pays for it.